Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's still the 25th of February, and I'm still recording RPM challenge updates for the record production month. The challenge is to create a whole album in the month of February, from scratch, effectively. So day 14, which I think may have been Sunday the 21st of February. Or was it Monday? Anyway, it's day 14, as far as I'm concerned. It's the 14th day that I've spent, because I'm taking days off as I go. So day 14. Okay, another track that was kind of... This is a track, actually, that that occurred to me a few days earlier. So I think it was the... In fact, I think it was the Monday before, so probably the 15th of February. I just woke up with an idea in my head of a song. It's a song based on a title that emerged. So it was a phrase that was mentioned in the family. In fact, a couple of phrases, but one particular phrase that was mentioned in family discussion during the course of February was the opposite of poetry. And I thought, that's a nice phrase, the opposite of poetry. I sort of grabbed that and stuck that in my list of ideas. That nestled there for a little while, and then, I say, on the 15th of February, I woke up with an idea of a hook for the phrase "opposite of poetry" being kind of sung. I had kind of had in mind a sort of a vocoder type effect for the voice. So you don't actually have to sing, do you? You can speak the words, and then the melody you play with a synthesizer, and then the vocoder mashes the two together and uses the formant shapes of the voice recording to sort of envelope the synthesizer sound. So you end up with this nice ringing, singing voice from a vocoder. So yeah, I had an idea for that. I had an idea for what the bass line would sound like, what the beats would sound like, what a few of the melodic bits would sound like, the pad sounds, that kind of thing. It all just kind of plopped into my head. So I used a multi-track voice recorder on my phone to try and capture those ideas. Left that in storage for almost a week. So Sunday or Monday, whenever it was that I came back to it with day 14, it was then a matter of, well, okay, I can now use these ideas that I've captured as a little singing into a multi-track recorder. Turn those into proper sounds on my equipment. So thus came up with the arrangement for that, the musical arrangement for that. Another phrase that was used again in the family, and I thought, oh, that's an interesting phrase, and I'll steal that for a song. The phrase was, "My weakness is concentration," and I thought, isn't that wonderful? Because it's a perfectly normal sentence. My weakness is concentration, and it makes perfect sense, because, you know, my weakness means something I'm not good at, and concentration, being able to concentrate on things. But they also have other meanings, because weakness and concentration can be applied to, you know, that can reflect the relative dilution of a, you know, a substance within another substance. So concentration is when so concentrated orange juice is orange juice where most of the water content has been taken out. And then when you then take that and put it back into water and mix it together again, then it turns into weakness, or the amount of dilution is kind of weakness is another word for that. So I just thought, isn't that wonderful? You've got weakness and concentration that are, in one sense, are antonyms, and yet here they are in a sentence being equated to each other. So I just thought, that's just fantastic. So, the phrase weakness is concentration got written down, and I thought, oh, it'd be nice to use that in the opposite of poetry, song. And I thought, well, what better way to do that than to get my daughter to say the phrase, my weakness is concentration, and then use that to counterpoint the vocoder voice sort of singing the opposite of poetry. So those two vocal ideas came together on that track, and by the end of day 14 I'd combined all that together and come up with the arrangement and the video and all that stuff. So that was song 6 completed. So quite a long description of that one. Apologies for taking over 6 minutes, but there's a few little bits and bobs in there that I thought came together quite nicely. That was a song that obviously was incepted earlier in February, and from the 15th it was kind of fully formed and just ready to execute. But because I was working on because I wanted to finish off the song with the fantastic vocalist, wanted to make a good version of that. So I didn't come back to opposite of poetry and turn it into something real until almost a week later. But that's the way things have to go when you've got song ideas. So yeah, having completed song 6, I then staring at the abyss while I don't know what song 7 is going to be. I've got no particular concept of what song 7 is going to be. I've still got a few ideas floating around at this point of song titles and lyrical themes, things like that I want to use, or that I've collected for future use, but no firm ideas about how I'm actually going to make those happen, and what sort of song would come out of that for day 7. So staring a bit into the abyss at the end of day 14, having completed 6 songs, but not knowing what exactly song 7 is going to be. But you'll hear about that in another episode. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.